Was last night a bad night, or was the rest of the NBA starting to figure something out? Are we frauds, as people were calling in and saying earlier and yelling at Anthony and I for being too positive about your Cleveland Cavaliers? You asked me a question about the stadium. Why are people picking sides?
Yeah, I don't really understand why it seems like I read Daryl's responses and it's 50-50. Either they're like, why are you so in the, you know, just supporting the Haslams at every step? And then I see other people completely the opposite. So I don't understand why a fan right now has to pick a side. First of all, this is obviously
there's no side to take.
Going to be the city and the county and the state and the Haslams. They're going to be the decision makers on this. Remember, taxpayers, fans, we have not gotten a seat at the table.
Well,
they were doing meetings long ago that were behind the scenes that we didn't even find out about until about a year ago. So we didn't know anything about what was going on, and that's going to be the case. We are being left out of this. So it's up to all of them. How much confidence do you have that anybody has your back in all of this?
We have been, I've been very critical of the mayor. I don't believe that he's, to reiterate real quick, I don't believe that he had any idea to bring them, keep them in Cleveland. I think that they have a vision to create new space there. I've seen certain players make a big deal with this politically, where, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, guys, it's very easy to draw conclusions here. Please just look at some of the things that are starting to be built in downtown Cleveland about why there would be a problem with certain politicos. I also know that these things, there's been so many studies. I've never once claimed, and I don't believe I'll ever have the privilege to, that a new arena, stadium, et cetera, will ever be this big moneymaker for any city that they're ever in. There's been just too many studies that tells me that ain't true. So I can't tell you that Brook Park is going to have money rain in. It's going to be a rainmaker of this brand new facility. Every study that's ever been done, if it seems that if the Browns do it, it'll be the first. God bless them. Hope it happens. I just look at it and go, I want big events to come to the area. It's 5 minutes down the road for me, 10 minutes for me, whatever. 10 minutes down the road for me. It's still in the county. Go ahead, put it up. I want the county to get their cut. If the city can get a cut, like you've said, fine. I just think it's going to happen. Indoor football, while it might have its non-Norman Rockwell look to it, there's going to be plenty of advantages to it. I just hope it's a loud place for when they actually play. Because, guys, they've played along the lakefront for umpteen years. They've been a bad football team for umpteen years. I'm not going to hear anything about competitive advantage. It's no competitive advantage whatsoever. The only thing that could possibly get me a competitive advantage is, yeah, roof the thing in, and it could get louder.
Yeah, much louder.
Browns fans are very loud. I've been to the stadium where it's shaken. In the moments that we've had that have been good, I've been to where the press box has been moving a little bit. And I think, boy, an indoor place, you could be the loudest place in the NFL if you really wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a reason to spend $2.5 billion, but it's still one of the things that I take from it. That's very low-level stuff. I totally understand a non-sports fan looking at it saying, plutocrats are getting what... I get what you're saying. I understand your upset feelings here, your concern. But I'm a sports guy, and I make my living from sports, and I've said it a million times, and I'll keep doing it. What's better for the three major sports teams?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you
didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here is still going to be better for us. And so I want them to be able to work this thing out as best they possibly can.
I think most
of it. But I want there to be some sort of a check being cut to somewhere, because I know that this is not going to make money hand over fist over a period of time.
Most of us, I think, most would agree that we would have loved a brand new facility. We can debate about domed or retractable roof, but a new facility downtown. Unfortunately, that is going to, for the Haslam's point of view, that's going to cut into their money, because A, they'd have to obtain the land. There's not a lot of places you can do that where you'd have enough land where they would get all the development that they'd want, and give up the parking. The city or the county would have to give up the parking to the Haslam's. They want their own parking. That's why they want you to travel to their games, park in a spot, and the whole experience is money. It's cash.
And the thing
obviously, that's what the Haslam's want, and the Haslam's are trying to bargain with you, saying, we're giving you a state-of-the-art facility that's going to be the best in the NFL.
Well, and I also saw some of the numbers, the figures thrown out for season tickets and things of that nature, and they were very high numbers, don't get me wrong. Yeah. However, like, I saw the same thing with Buffalo, and a lot of people balking at the price of Buffalo. Again, very high numbers. But there's claimed to be a waiting list, and I still say, well, you're going to have one price. There's always going to be such a thing as a secondary market now. If the Browns are a three-win football team, you'll be able to get into the new stadium for $6 at some point. Like, it's that simple. So my thought is, you're going to get something built, whether you like it or not. If you're going to go over to the stadium, you might as well be comfortable. You might as well be able to take your coat off. Might as well be able to host other events. I think that there are certain entities in the city that don't like that, because if you do it the right way, like they do with Lucas Oil Stadium over there in Indianapolis, they're not just using the football field 365 days. There's other events that go on. Madison Square Garden is not just a basketball court. Now, that place has been around for a long time. But there's so many different things that go on in the corners of the building and things like that that we don't really talk about, because we don't know Indianapolis, Indiana that very well, you and I. But they do things, it seems, every single year. Or, excuse me, every single day of every single year, that there is something going on there. And that would cut into convention center, the field house, and some of the other stuff there. And that might be a problem for some folks. 216-474-0092. But I'm not gonna. Every study that's been sent to me, every study that I've seen, I'm not going to insult anybody and say that, oh, this is going to make money for the region. I don't know if that's true. Over the long course of time, I don't know. I don't believe that to be true. And if they do it, I'm guessing here from everything I've read, they'd be the first. Hopefully it's the case. Lima, do you think I should back down from my Notre Dame, Ohio State guarantee?
You know me, when it comes to a championship game, don't love guarantees. I did tell you that obviously if this were a Tressel game, certainly if it was an Urban Meyer game, given the talent advantage that Ohio State has, I'd be picking Ohio State, and probably by a landslide, because I've seen Ryan Day struggle in some big games. That's been great through this playoff run. It's been a much different story. But because I've seen it, and really it's the Michigan game this year, that is making me nervous, because obviously Notre Dame wants to play like Michigan. They got a way better quarterback than what Michigan had. But the guarantee from you was interesting. I did not expect it. I wondered if you were doing a reverse jinx, because you secretly want Notre Dame to win.
I do not secretly want Notre Dame to win. I will be watching from high atop, almost like Sting. I am a neutral observer. I hate Ohio State.
I do not. That is a doctored piece of audio. I do not hate Ohio State. And I certainly don't hate Notre Dame. I will be a neutral observer, and I will tell you exactly why I will not back down. Like Tom Petty, I will not back down.